always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good, man? We are back with a whole nother episode. It's your boy Don Christian
and DJ Kingdom 7.
And DJ Kingdom 7, man, I see him. He kind of got loose. Last week was his first show. He was kind of getting used to the ropes and stuff. But he said, you know, I'm from the two up, two down, VA. And he's like, you know how he do, man. We're going to come back at him like Mike Vick. Is that right?
Sure indeed.
All right, man. Now, hold up. Before we get started, DJ Kingdom 7, you said that the Seahawks was going to beat the Bears, man.
Yeah, I did, man. But hey, I guess it was the inclement weather.
Yeah.
And the messed up turf in Chicago stadium.
Right.
So did
you. All right, man. So, yeah, I wasn't going for Seahawks, even though I'm from Seattle. I'm not a hater on Seattle. I'm just not a fan of the Seahawks. I like good players, as I've been trying to share with people. If you got good players, I might like your team. But anyway, they didn't make it, man. They had a great season. But, man, we excited about what's going on over here today. We got who we got on the show today, DJ Kingdom?
Oh, man, we got the rap group Armageddon from the 757 areas, man.
757, okay. And they also from the Seven Cities area.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still getting used to the Seven Cities. Like I said, you know, I rep one, but you know how we do it, man. We're going to get all these cats from Virginia in. They're going to share their testimony. We're going to chop game with them, man. And we also are going to talk about music, man. We're going to talk about the effect that it has on our life. My wife actually came up with the topic. She was like, man, we need to talk about, you know, the kind of music people are actually putting inside of them. Is it healthy for their spiritual man, or is it, you know what I'm saying, bucking against their spiritual man? So we're going to get it in and talk about that. Yeah. For all those that are listening, you know what? If you want to send your music to us, there's two ways you can do it. You can send an email to music@yadadaking.com, or you can go to yadadaking.com and click on music submissions. And make sure you guys send the music the best quality that you can. We don't want no, you know what I'm saying, bammer joints. If it's not cracking, it's not getting no action on the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's really just how we do it. We got love for all of y'all, but we want to have a high quality in our the songs that we're spinning, and that's really what it's all about, man. And also check out yadadaking.com. Check out some of the older interviews. We got it in with a lot of good people, man.
Oh, yeah, true indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So check it out. I got a brand new joint from Richie Righteous. The song is called Big Big God, and as I heard, he bigged up these cats Armageddon. So we're gonna get it in on Yadadaking Radio. Let's check it out.
As CEO of the universe, my God is the CEO of the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's so big.
Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. I am that New York boy. I was born up in the tropical. My flow's so sick, it should be laid up in the hospital. Sin was an obstacle, but then I found grace. If you're a producer of sin, when you die, you just blaze. Ay, he holds my past, my present, and my future. I'm only 12 inches, but he's really the ruler. I'm trying to introduce you to the God that's sovereign. This ain't Twitter, but believe me, I follow him. I am his employee, he is my boss. He is the superhero whose cape was a cross. You can't box with God, so why try? You're only gonna put yourself in a hot spot like Wi-Fi. He keeps on calling, but you don't ever call him back. CEO of the universe, yeah, I call him that. Like a bad actor, let him get you out the drama. Bring change to your life, and I ain't talking Obama. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your
say who you represent, and your answer is God. But you ain't living right, then your answer is a fraud. You preach a good word, but everybody know you're faking. Like a bad iPhone, we don't see the application. You don't gotta fake it, you can really make it. Take your bad habits to God and let him break it. They used to call me wild, but he changed up my name. Like an arcade machine, he came and changed up my game. I'm satellite radio with the flow. I'm serious, grab the microphone and I rock. Igneous, Satan had the whole world on lock. Deceiving us, but he died and he rose to the top. Genius. Truth is, he's too big for my mind to explain him. He don't exist in time because time cannot contain him. But I'm trying to get you to know him before your time's gone, or else you'll end up in a place with hot fire nylon. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on a throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on a throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name.
Counselor, get some kingdom therapy. I guarantee that would bring you some clarity. And yes, I mean that with all sincerity. Millionaire, kingdom heir, I'm a hot commodity. Blessed beyond belief, man, that's all that I know how to be. Years of hard work, you won't get no nonsense out of me. You are the common rule and I am the anomaly. And it's only because of who I keep inside of me. Yes, that bless the Holy Spirit leading, guiding me. Chucktown, South Cadillac is where I'm from. It's the takeover, homie, let me show you how it's done.
He gotta be wrong, he gotta be greedy. When you fight principalities, it can't be pretty. I am Gideon, everybody can't rock with me. I'm a warrior for God, take over your city. I wish you would, I wish you would, I wish you would take over your city. I wish you would,
yeah.
I wish you would. I wish you would take over your city.
This my town, this my city, we put it down. It ain't pretty, it ain't 50 goons with tools who dare tell you different. It ain't many dudes who choose the life that we live in. I be spitting jewels, these fools would rather hear 50. In a sense, you would ask for your cash back. Devil hurting who? Them the statements that we laugh at. You can't deny the truth, you can crash on the fast track. Ultimately, you lose, we ducking out like ass. Not the Dow Jones or NASDAQ. You looking for the life, turn around like a flashback. Here, take this easy path to get you on the right track. You can bring your boys to a cool with the men in black. Duggan, don't shake me, it made me a sharper cat. Took the block rules, applied Christ, now I'm power pack. I can't play with save you even when they take an hour back. You feeling that?
It gotta be wrong. It gotta be gritty when you fight principalities. It can't be pretty. I am Gideon. Everybody can't rock with me. I'm a warrior for God. Take over your city. I wish you would. I wish you would. I wish you would. Take over your city. I wish you would. I wish you would.
Take the streets back, piercing airwaves and ground loops like feedback. Victory is guaranteed, some would say I cheat cat. Power in the tongue, there's a weapon with my teeth at. Blessings of the Lord make us rich, I'd repeat that. But I'd rather show you hands down, I could beat less. Devil knows I'm busting heads every time the beat snap. Till that trumpet blow like God's bringing the beat back. I'm his image, he ain't like mine. A big difference, I'm gonna see it in a lifetime. Link up with God, it'll benefit your lifeline. A hot, I dilate pupils when my light shine. Put on some shades if you can't stand the rain, homie. Sunshine like I'm carrying the day. Phony rappers leading God's sheep astray. So I'm here to show them Christ. Be the truth, lead the way. Lead the way.
I wish you would, I wish you would, I wish you would take over your city, city.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after M.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The city also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com. Breakthrough. Get yours today.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Kingdom City Records presents
Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at Dre Senior Music.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'll
drop in November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tedashi,
Pro,
R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Yo, that song was The Rich Boys. Take Over Your City. I had to just throw a whole New York swag on it. Like I said, Richie Righteous was big up in my cast right here that we got on the line, Armageddon. First of all, Armageddon, make some noise to all the podcast people. Now, look, this is what we're going to do. We start the shows off in the same kind of fashion. We always say this so people can kind of get to know your story a little bit, see how God worked in your life. We want to allow y'all to share your testimony, and we're going to start with the homie Eighth Wonder, man. Go ahead.
I'll be real, real brief for this joint. I appreciate y'all giving me the mic, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the pastor and the rest of the church. Check it out. Really, what happened with me, I was diagnosed with cancer. It's a lymphoma type thing, and of course, I didn't know anything about cancer at 15. Just figured my life was over, and of course, I had to go through chemotherapy. I lost all my hair. You got to experience all the different side effects of it. I don't think I'm gonna go into detail with right now, but of course, if we build on the one-on-one, I can definitely go into detail.
Right,
But through that, four months of chemotherapy and surgery to remove the actual infected lymph nodes allowed me to be in remission for 15 years, man, and to be able to, I believe that my purpose here on earth not only is to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also to be able to give others hope, especially ones that have cancer and don't, that felt the way that I felt, like their life is over, just to let them know that, hey, God can heal you because I'm proof.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all about you know, what you know, the media is saying with cancer and people dying and stuff like that, you don't have to die. And Christ is healing.
Amen.
So I believe that I'm that hope, man. I'm that ray of hope to help people, even when in the midst of terminal illness, to know that there's still hope.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. So that's the homie, Eighth Wonder. We got Katash, man. Share your testimony with all the peace right now, boss.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, man, I was born in, you know what I'm saying, in the hospital as a product of rape. You know what I'm saying? My mother was raped when she was a nurse.
Wow.
By, you know, the man who became my biological father. And he told her to abort me, you know what I'm saying, before I was born. But, you know, thank goodness that I had a grandmother that didn't believe in that type of thing, believe in murdering a baby. So I was allowed to be born, and I came to this world. I actually got saved when I was 11, and I grew up without a father, which was a real hard thing. But when I was at the age of 24, that's when I really realized the Lord was real. Actually, a lady, it was the day I decided that I did not want to go to church because I didn't know if God was real. But I told God, I said, Lord, if you are real, have your way. And I ended up being in that church that day. And this lady pointed out all these different things that I had said to God that day that no one else would have known. And one of those things was, Lord, if you're real, have your way. And he had his way with me and do that testimony. And man, from there, in the book of Malachi, where it talks about, you know, if you give your 10% to the storehouse, they open the windows of heaven that you would get a blessing you won't be able to receive. There were several situations where I would, my tithes would be $20. It was, I was so broke, man. When I lived in Texas, I was so broke that $20 would be my tithe money, and I wouldn't have any more money left to eat with.
Wow.
And the Lord would see to it that I got the money right back on the same exact day.
Praise God.
God has been so good to me. I've seen him watch him heal me. I asked him to heal me and heal others in front of him. He's so real. That's what my job is to do, is to help spread faith to others, because I know God is real.
Amen. And we got the homie Renaissance, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Rambo. Tell him your testimony.
Hey, I'm going to make my joint short because it's so powerful that, you know what I mean, it speaks for itself. In 2005, I'm just spread to my other brothers. No, there's power. The spirit is there. But in 2005, I went blind. And the doctors told me I'd be blind for the rest of my life. Because I knew the truth and I had a relationship with Christ, I didn't receive nothing the doctors was telling me. So through that whole process of me losing my eyesight, I walked by faith. And in the midst of that, I spent time with God and I meditated on the word.
Yeah.
And during that time of spending time with God and meditating on the word, he actually gave me a key, a mystery of how to actually obtain my healing back.
Wow.
And once I realized that, I had to speak it into existence and I had to walk it out. So when anybody ever asked me how was I doing, I would have to say I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And like, it was to the point where I couldn't even act like I was blind. I just relied on my wife.
Yeah.
And I just had faith that I was going to be good. So when I walked places, I didn't even act like I was blind. I just held my wife's hand and just walked.
Yeah.
And she'd tell me, slide to the left, step to the right a little bit. And I just reacted to the point that people didn't even know that I was blind. Some of my closest friends didn't even know I was blind.
Yeah.
And when I was writing my lyrics and stuff, it was good that I really didn't get used to writing my lyrics. I would memorize my stuff. So all I would do is just memorize my verses. When it came to me, I'd go to the booth and spit from off the top of my head. I've been blessed, bro. So off the top of my head. And so even the cats in the studio and even my brothers Armageddon, for a little while, didn't even know that I couldn't see.
Wow.
But in the midst of all of that, God told me that it is my duty to tell people what he did for me.
Yeah.
And to tell them that they have the authority and the power too. So that's my calling, to just walk in his light and to show cats that God is real in the midst of everything.
Yeah.
And the same miracles he was doing back in the day, he can still perform them now. We just got to spend time with him to understand the truth in that. So that's what I do.
Man.
Just like right now, I'm in the gym. You're ready to go play basketball. I slip a God bless you in there. Or in the midst of our huddles, we'll say Jesus on three.
Yeah.
It's just little small things that the Lord used me to do. To give people hope,
when somebody sneezes, he says, "Bless you too."
Hey, man, check it out. Check it out, man. I'm going to just be real. This is a powerful thing, man. We're going to hop into one of you guys' songs right now called Give It To Him, man. And we're going to get it in, and we're going to chop it about that in just a second on Yada, the King Radio. Let's go.
Give it to him now. Give it to him now. Yeah, yeah. What? I'ma bring it to your soul to soul. Patty hate when it's lock and load. It's contagious, no mic control. Can the engineer hear? I keep it real on the gospel track. I keep it real on the gospel rap. I'ma get into you got my back.
Here we got your back.
Take your pulses back.
From the rise of the light to the break of the night, we walk about faith through Jesus Christ. We follow the light, attacking the fight. Right hands high, ready to ride. Look in my eyes, I'm ready to die. But I'm born again and free from sin. No more death, so let's begin. Y'all gon' see when it start raining.
Give it to him now.
I'ma get down the true champion. Like I'm a Trojan, the war has been won. I'm praising the sun. Rapping the feeling and touching the sun. Stop with the killing and start the voting. Stop with the children and touch them again. The forces of sin will no longer win. The powers of living is ours again.
Give it to him now.
The sun's blazed in. Better the God flow must be crazy. I'm post front stage at real low. Plus I move through the jungle like Rambo. Low to the ground like an OG Lambo. Hunt the curb, I speak good handles. He's the truth, you should let your man know. My time pass away like candles.
We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now. Make some noise for Jesus. From the front to the back, it's contagious, I'm a funk on the track. Never front with a blunt with a gap. I don't remove the venom when the clothes in the bag. I'm praising Jesus Christ. I'm praising for my sacrifice. I'ma see him in the afterlife, in a paradise that's right. Alright. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now.
Just wait,
throw 'em up.
Throw your hands in the air if you say,
throw 'em up.
Just bounce,
throw 'em up.
Just wait,
throw 'em up.
Throw your hands in the air if you say.
I ain't finished. I had a revelation. Uh-huh. This is a celebration. Uh-huh. Because I got the breath on life with God's respiration. Uh-huh. Of course, he molded me. Uh-huh. And then he scolded me. Uh-huh. Transforming me into the person I'm supposed to be. Ever since my christening. Uh-huh. Even in the midst of sin. Uh-huh. Kept drunk in my life. The Holy Spirit started
visiting.
I started quickening. I started witnessing. I started listening to the voice inside that was hid within. I can't wait for that day. That day when the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant, so I can enter in this course of praise. My flows are priceless, priceless. My flows are nicest, nicest. But at the highest price, they not as nice as righteous crisis.
We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now. We give it to him now. That's how we do it now. We give it to him now. To him now. Do it now.
Shadow. I was feeling this, I had to pull the bass out, man. Hey. Check it out, we getting supercharged for the kingdom of God. Hey, 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 come on, let's pray.
You've been unplugged and lost all power. Feeling like you ain't got hope in this hour. Everything that was right done went sour. Confidence small, not tall like a tower. Everything that was fixed now seems broke. Burdens that you carry too heavy can't cope. Friends that you ask for help, they say no, no. And so you feel like, yeah. If I ain't got nobody there for me, then I don't see a reason to still breathe. But you got so much life still to see. Your goals, visions, family and dreams. You've been living your life down in the dumps. You've been living your life down in the slums. Now it's time for you to take charge. Stand tall, live large and get supercharged.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah.
you gotta do. And when you do, you'll be renewed. Because the peace that he brings will give you a new song to sing. And if you walk in his might, everywhere that you go, you'll shine his light. So, no more feeling sad and blue about all that you've been through.
All that you've been through.
No more words of defeat about how you couldn't reach your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. How times got hard and everything you're facing. Time to turn those things into motivation and start to pray, which leads to prayer.
Step in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged.
When you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet, when you step up in the prayer closet, when you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet, when you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that get you supercharged.
That song was my brother Chase Sutton, man. The song is called Supercharged, and he's talking about stepping in the prayer closet, you know what I'm saying, and get supercharged, man. And yeah, you got to do that. So check it out, man. We got Armageddon on the line, man. We're going to talk about their career. Now, DJ Kingdom 7, you had a good question that you asked him just a second ago.
True.
What was that question?
The question was, since all of you guys had some trials and tribulations, how did y'all come up with the name Armageddon?
Very, very good. The scary thing about it is Armageddon, the name Armageddon has been with us for a very, very long time. Actually, we conceived the name back when I was in high school in the ninth grade, probably about 1994, 95 time frame. And we actually weren't doing it for the Lord at the time. The name just came about. We really can't even say where it came from, but we knew the meaning of it and it had a powerful theme behind it, and we kind of ran with it. But yeah, the thing that made it interesting was how it began to have so much meaning after we switched our lives and started doing it for God in the 2003 time frame. It's just a matter of looking at the name and what we were actually representing. The two just, it just fit. It was like magic. I can't even explain it. To understand that we were doing, as far as a ministry, man, we were definitely letting people know. I mean, one thing we were doing early in our ministry was letting people know that gospel rap ain't whack.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be some underproduced music with subpar lyrics or nothing like that. We were actually letting the world know that gospel rap or Christians that rap can bring it just like anybody else, if not better. You know, and also basically, you know, enlightening and letting people know that we even existed in the first place. So, you know, what it began to become was a war. We started listening. We became enlightened on a lot of issues, especially in how secular music and what it does to people, you know, the spirits that come with it and the messages that are hidden in the music and things of that nature. And we became angry about that. We were really, you know, really sold out, like, man, we need to let the people know what they're listening to. And then we basically declare war on the industry. And we believe that, you know, the whole thing, the Battle of Armageddon, for people that don't know, Armageddon comes from the ghetto, which is the place where the battle between good and evil takes place in Revelation.
Yeah.
So,
Revelation 16:16.
You know, thank you, sir. And I do believe that with that, our ministry is that same battle. It's the battle between good and evil, but in the music realm, especially in the spiritual realm. So basically, that's what the war is on comes from, because we know that we're at war with the spirits that, you know, encompass in the secular realm. So we want to be able to let our music be able to, you know, enlighten others as far as what's going on in music, as well as how to get out. We don't just necessarily finger point saying what artists are doing, what artists are doing. But we also give you an alternative. And instead of just rapping about the issues we go through, we rap about how we can get out of those issues and how you can get out. And it's a method of encouragement and inspiration.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, our music is Armageddon became the battle, and we became the battle, and it just all merged together, man. It's just, I don't know. That was a God thing. I can't really say that any one of us knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, now you guys said something about 1994. How long have y'all been together, man?
Armageddon
started around that time. Yeah, me and Katash, we actually met August of 1989.
Wow.
And we've been rapping together since. So it's been 21 years. Me and him have been friends, best friends, as well as rapping together. Yeah. And we've been still getting it in ever since, man.
Nah, that's what's up, man. And I think you guys kind of display your heart. Is you guys are in a war against evil. And you didn't say that you guys is battling, you know what I'm saying, the secular artists, but you are battling the spirit that is behind it, man. Right. And I think that's important for us to understand why we do what we are doing as Christian artists. There's a war going on, as you guys is, I think you guys' website is
thewarison.com.
War is on. That's right.
And, you know, that, let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, some of the, how many albums you guys have put out?
Well, basically, question. You got a delay on your drink.
He already prepped us for that, but go ahead, Katash.
Okay, well, we actually have put out two CDs. The first CD was called Street Ministries that we put out in 2003. You know, that moved us on to get, you know, where we came from. And then we just recently, 2010, we dropped the album called Armageddon's Here. But I have an announcement that I want to make, because we are, we're working on a whole lot of projects. But this main project, The War Is On, our CD is going to drop. No one knows this yet. I'm going to go ahead and let it out. It's a bomb, man.
Yeah. let it out, brother. I know you can't wait.
I'm going to let it out. It's going to come out on Veterans Day this year, November 11-11-11. Okay, Veterans Day on a Friday. That's when we're dropping out The War Is On CD. That we are, man, Armageddon, the war is on, Veterans Day, we are veterans. It's going to be a powerful album. Our testimonies are going to be in it, as well as all three of us are dropping solo albums, which we all have some Armageddon songs on the solo albums as well throughout the year, and we're going to do a couple of mixtapes. But that CD right there, that's going to be the main CD. And we're going to have some artists such as my brother Cream. He's another up and coming artist. He's from New York. That's the New York VA connection still going on for you guys.
Yes, sir.
And and it's going to be awesome, man. I'm really excited, man. God is awesome, bro. Awesome. Awesome, man. And you was on point when you were talking about praying for people and healing is coming through prayers. And we have experienced that quite a bit, but not as much as we want to.
Yeah. Now that's what's up, man. You guys said you guys is dropping the album on an unorthodox day, first of all, because most cats don't drop it on Friday. But they said, forget the, or, you know what I'm saying, the ways of everybody else. We dropping it on Veterans Day, man. Yeah. Now that's a cold, that's a cold joint, because they said the war is on. They tied it all in. Hey, I like that idea, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's coming out soon, man. And let me ask you guys this. You guys, you know, who makes your beats? Who does the graphics? I heard that you guys all kind of do all of that stuff.
Man. Yes, sir. My man, A Wonder, is the one is just tearing the graphics up. I mean, this dude is off the chain. If you look at the website, you see all these graphics. My brother, A Wonder, is powerful dude.
Yeah.
As well as our web designer. And then with our production. Our production is both of us. It's me and A Wonder that's doing the productions.
Yeah.
Rambo is the coordinator of our clothing, our dance moves, and I do the most of the engineering. So we are a formation of, you know, God has given us all gifts to come together as one.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys got full blown dance moves, man. And this is what we're gonna do. This is the only kind of dance that I do, and that's bouncing. So we're gonna go into you guys' song, Just Bounce. You know what I'm saying? Is that cool? Can we do that?
Amen. Man, that was a transition. I like that.
Yeah, because I don't dance, you know. So let's check that out here on Yada Da Q Radio.
Just bounce. Just wave. Throw your hands in the air if you say no. Just bounce. Just wave. Throw your hands in the air if you say no.
I looked Satan dead in his eyes and I told him, this ain't what you want. I have the authority, praising the Lord, that's why I'm here, man. You see, I ain't scared of no heathens or no deacons written and staring at me. Say hallelujah, bang your medulla, acting a fool for Christ. See, we using the tools to loosen the screws, to open the box of praise. See, them haters can't get with me. Bounce in Atlanta and in Philly, Virginia, Chi-Town, and all the way down in Mississippi.
Just bounce, just wait. Throw your hands in the air if you say
no. Back and I wanna take time to gratify all the ones who were on the wrong side and crossed over like Alan. I don't need no alibis. Now you don't have to die, and you can meet him in the air when the Christ comes down and cracks some skies. So you ain't gotta fret and fear, cause Armageddon's here, and we got your back even when it's dark and black and the path got set and clear. You no longer got to lust, you no longer got to cuss. Just lift your hands up in the air and give the Lord all you got.
Just bounce, just wait, throw your hands in the air if you say
no. And hold it down. Every time I look around, let a clown hellbound when I come and hold the ground. Only one key here in the atmosphere, no matter who you are. Drinking juice in the bar, cruising in your car. Christ is the superstar. That's what I'm bouncing for. Bounces, bouncing at the dough. Take my soul, I'm on the flow. It ain't drove, it's Holy Ghost. Rap to the sky, caught the salvation, my God brought ya. My destiny's like Saint Luke, cause I'm a skywalker.
Just bounce, throw them up. Just wave,
throw them up.
Throw your hands in the air if you say
no.
Souls, then put the the mic down, down.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
Don't rap no more. That's right, don't rap no more.
Say it.
Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no, no more.
Hey.
I said it, don't rap no more.
OMG, God chase us.
Y'all rappers need to
burn your mics up,
make them disintegrate.
If you ain't trying to win souls, for heaven's sake, don't be thanking God for awards on stage and then grab the mic and spit thanks and hate. I'm shooting from the hip, these rappers rapping lies. Y'all best to get a grip, these rappers living lies. Gotta expose these fakes, y'all some sitting ducks, leading kids to hell just to get a buck, just to get a chain, just to get some fame. Y'all some grown men, too many nicknames. This for saints and sinners, speaking equally. Cause if the shoe fit, put it on your feet. If this ain't for the kingdom, you got enemy. You wouldn't spit that trash in front of G.O.D. Slap the man in the mirror and make a change. If I gotta make another one of these, I'm naming names.
Yeah. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah, put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win, so boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
I told him, put the mic down, throw them hits away. Suffocate your rhyme book under a pillowcase. And don't mention rapping unless for Christ's sake. Find a new hustle, learn how to ice skate. Fed up with rappers awarded because they rhyme great, with a message that contributes to the nation's crime rate. I'm like, chill homie, slow your roll partner, cause you ain't saying nothing. You a grown toddler, raised by the streets, in need of a real father. Some money hungry, they do it for the dollar. They compromise what they believe just to pop their collar, and rub shoulders with 50 Cent and Waka Flocka. Nah, this ain't a diss, it's more like dispensation. Let's separate the sheep from the goat, no integrating. If you ain't rhyming for Christ, then you rhyming for Satan. If you ain't trying to win souls, what role are you playing? I'm saying,
if you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it,
don't rap no more.
Yeah, put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down, don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
If you telling our sons to go get a shotgun and pump it, and our little girls that they should back it up and dump it, and you tell these single mothers not a dang nothing, I'ma play the engineer, take your vocals and punch them back down your throat. Slap the mic out your hand, rip the rhymes you wrote. Man, you ain't trying to grow. Stupid, that's dying music, and it's for losers, and we coming straight from Judah. Shoulda knew that this was lying music. So what you rap about? Man, you ain't whipping word, jerk. You couldn't trap a mouse. And I'm knowing that you rappers is fake. You wouldn't bust a grape. You couldn't shoot a pigeon, dog. You wouldn't cut a cake. This ain't about spitting fiction and alcohol. This is about benedictions and altar calls. And I'm talking to all rappers that's listening to D-O-double-G-B. Tell them what the business is.
If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah, put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the
league CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At the south.com.
You know who it is?
The
DeltaSouth.com. The life in hip hop. California. West Coast rapping. West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus, log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. Westcoastfire.com.
Hey, that was Brinson featuring Mouthpiece and K9. Don't rap no more.
That's right, man, and they getting it in. And like Wado would say, that song right there is a problem, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, man, when they sent me the remix, I checked it out, and I was like, man, Brinson, matter of fact, he sent me some instrumentals that we're going to be playing in the background, and he said the only condition is you better announce that these instrumentals are available on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
So go check them out. Brinson, they got the, you know what I'm saying, God Chasers Instrumental Volume 1 and 2. Check them out on iTunes, man, and that's really what's good. But we with Armageddon right now. We're going to talk about music, man.
Yeah.
That's the topic of today. This is what my wife had to say. Shout out to the wifey. She said, what do you think people feel? Why do you think people feel it's okay to listen to music of the world when they no longer live like the world? So obviously she's talking about music that is contradicting the lifestyle of a Christian. Why is it important that we avoid that? Or let me ask you guys this. Is there a time that we could even listen to that as Christians, in your opinion?
I'm gonna personally say that as far as listening to secular music that is, you know, against God or whatnot, I put secular music totally behind where I didn't listen to any secular music. But now that I'm putting a CD out, I have found myself listening to what's out, so I know what my enemy's doing.
Yeah.
Not saying that the artists are my enemy, but you know, the spirit behind it is an enemy, and I have checked that out. I feel like it's okay to do that, especially when you're an artist, to know what is out there, especially if you're a parent, so you know what's out there, so you can be teaching your kids right from wrong. Mm-hmm. But when you're listening to it for enjoyment purposes, and it's against God's will, even if it's loving you is wrong, I don't want to do right. It's an old R&B song.
Right.
But yeah, you know that song ain't right. That song is totally against God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my personal opinion right there about secular music. You know, if it's against God's will, it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? If it's talking about having, you know, having sex with somebody who's not your husband or your wife, then you shouldn't be listening to it.
Yeah.
If it's talking about shooting people, taking drugs, and all these type of things, you shouldn't be enjoying listening to it. Mm-hmm. It should be something that makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
And my personal practice, even when I'm listening to what's out there, it's almost like I get to a point I can't take it anymore. That's how much I had got it out of my spirit.
Yeah.
That I can't even take it. I can't listen. I don't really listen to the radio, put it that way.
Yeah.
Unless I purposely say, okay, I'm going to see what's out now so I can know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I really don't know what's going on, to be honest.
Yeah, that was Katash. Eighth Wonder, man, what you got to say about that?
Man, once again, I'll go without preaching. I do feel like as far as listening to secular music, it's really... here we go. I'm going to sum it up. When it comes down to secular music, a lot of people just believe music is music. They don't believe that there are spirits attached to it. They don't believe that there are actually motives and assignments that these music actually have.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know. It's just a lot to the message. It's a lot to a hook that repeats things over and over again to where it's stuck in your head to the point where you're reciting it as well, like a chant.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, to the point where you're speaking it into your own spirit. And, you know, you really have to guard your spirit because you have to guard your ear gates and your eye gates and what you really let in to your spirit. So when it comes down to listening to secular music, I can't say that I never have. Of course I have. Make it influenced by it. but I can't say that it is going to help me as a Christian. I mean, real talk, as a Christian, for me to actually sit down and listen to secular rap, or I mean, and actually like feed off of it, listen to it, and just be like, yo, this is my joint. You know, I can't fathom it because I can't agree. I mean, for one, my will and God's will are one. And of course, my will is for everyone to be saved. My will is not for everybody to act out of marriage, to act out, you know, in anger or, you know, violence or, you know what I mean, dealing drugs or, you know, prostituting, whatever the case may be. You know, I can't agree with what they're talking about. But the thing that I can see is I can see the gift that a lot of these people have and the fact that they're using it for the wrong purpose.
Right.
And so, I can't say that some of these people out here aren't gifted and talented. Yes, they are. They are blessed. But the thing is, they forget where their blessings are coming from, and they're using it for the wrong purpose. And so, you know, as far as listening to it, I try my best not to, but kind of like what Katash is saying, I like to know exactly what the world is into right now so I know what I'm going against.
Yeah.
Because the music that's out right now is so outrageous at times that I can't even believe that half the stuff get played on the radio, to be real with you.
Yeah.
And then to be able to come out and it be mainstream and you're in a club and you're yelling this thing over and over, and it's like, you know, degrading women to the point where women are receiving it and they're singing the songs about themselves in a negative way, you know, which makes songs like For the Ladies even more powerful that we have.
Yeah.
Because there aren't songs that are lifting up women. You know, they're only talking about what they're going to do to them, using them as a tool, using them as a piece of meat, instead of looking at them as the righteous women that they're supposed to be. So I don't condone listening to stuff that goes against what you believe in, just personally, because it's an oxymoron. It's like, okay, that's like saying, I'm only smoking cigarettes, but I don't think you should smoke.
Yeah.
You know, do as I say.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole thing. You know, just, you know, I don't think you should do it, but I'm going to do it. You know, I don't believe in you know, prostituting women. But I'm going to listen to this song that promotes it because it's got a hot beat to it.
Right.
You know, it's either you compromise with the world, man. You either hot or you're not.
Man, that's good. That's a good word. You either hot or you not, man. And check it out, man. We got some people watching us live on yadadaking.com. If you go to our site, you can check us out by clicking live radio on Thursday and Sunday at 5:30. We get it in. And this is what some people had to say. Boss Lady, like the number one listener of Yadadaking Radio.
Yeah.
She said, how can you listen to it and not absorb some of it? You know what I'm saying? That's something to just think about. How can you listen to it and not absorb some of it? And then we had DJ Kingdom 7, Mrs. DJ Kingdom 7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She said, do you think Christian artists are moving toward the secular field and away from the mission of spreading the gospel? What do you guys think about that in regards to music?
Take this, brother. I'll take it later.
Yeah. I feel like Christian artists are going moving more towards the secular route.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be an opinionated thing. Personal opinion.
You good? Keep it real.
Okay. I hate having to say this, but I know a lot of Christian artists are listening to me. But I do feel like the Christian artists are moving towards the secular, and I feel like they're because a lot of them are they're basically just talking about how nice their cars and cars or whatever.
Yeah.
So like a lot of them got put on thinking they can be the next Jay-Z or whatever, but in the Christian realm. So, you know, throw a little Jesus in there and act just like Jay-Z. I'm thinking, or be Kanye or whatever. And the other thing about that is that I don't like how they steal from the secular. Like, you might steal someone's swag. I mean, that's the word they use now, swag. Steal someone's swag or steal their the way they rhyme and their rhyme patterns and sound exactly like them.
Yeah.
I don't like how us gospel rappers do that. And I feel like when God is a creator and Satan is a copier, he's a copycat,
And I feel like that is what the Gospel Rim has decided to do, that they want to figure out, okay, what, you know, like I said, you want to see what your enemy's doing, but that doesn't mean you do what the enemy do. You combat what the enemy do with something better than what the enemy does. You don't do what he does to beat him. What? Okay, that's retarded to me. and that's why I said it's opinionated, okay? So I do feel like, you know, the gospel rappers are doing what the secular does, and a lot of them are not necessarily out there to spread the gospel. A lot of them not going out there doing any type of outreaches or anything.
Yeah.
They're going to church, and they're selling CDs and entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And entertaining, you know, you're captivating an audience, and you're trying to keep them from entering in somewhere. That's what entertainment means.
Yeah.
You're entertaining them, keeping them from entering in. But are you keeping them from entering in hell, or are you keeping them from entering into heaven? You know what I'm saying? That's my feel of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, because... I know, because my wife, we just all, well, not me personally, but my wife and my artist, Farron, just came back from the Stellar Awards.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of other Christian artists there. I don't even say no names or nothing, but they could tell my wife, you know, she always looking in the spiritual when she come up on a situation.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying that you could tell that there was a war going on in the vicinity on how you know, the artist was even dressing and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And coming up, like the women was dressing more provocative, or situations that were there wasn't Christian like.
Yeah.
And you noticed that.
Hey.
Go ahead.
My fault. You go ahead. Finish up. But I was gonna say something.
Oh, and then.
Well, okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Basically, I'm not going to tell you the place I was at, but it was a big Christian event that I was at, and I felt dangerous. It felt so dangerous there. I mean, you go out there, you know, people out the window screaming Jesus, but it didn't mean Jesus. It was like screaming blood of a Crips or something out the window.
Yeah.
And everybody, no one was showing love. So you us Armageddon brothers, you know, we go, hey, how you doing, brother? God bless you, man. How you doing? Where you from? And we get looked at. Man, I'm sorry. I'm saying, I thought I was going to get shot. I thought I was actually going to get shot at a Christian event I went to.
Wow.
And I don't want to dog the Christian event out, because, you know, I don't want to do that. But I'm just telling you that the spirit there was not a spirit of God. So I believe that. So I believe the award show that you say you went to, I believe it was the same way. I can definitely believe that.
Man, that's what's up, man. Look, so check it out, man. You guys got a song called Love Is Love. Tell us a little bit about this on Yada Da King Radio.
Last.
Go ahead.
Mm.
Okay,
all right.
So, Love Is Love. That's a track that was conceived many years ago. I hate to say it, but definitely blessed by I think the dad came up with the hook. But really, the whole track comes from basically explaining what love is to us. And, you know, we go into detail talking about whether it's our wives, or, you know, I talk about how finding Christ was love for me, and Rambo will tell you where you're going to find it, you know, a lot of times. And really, it's the whole point of the song is a real catchy feel. It's a feel-good song. You know, you can't always jump around and yell all the time, so this song here is a little smooth and laid back. It basically is just to talk about love, man, and what love is all about. You know, really, what love really is. It ain't necessarily laying up in the bed with somebody, but it's definitely more of a choice.
Yeah.
Than just a feeling.
Dope, man. So let's get into that. Love Is Love, on Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah.
Love, young.
Yeah, that real love, young. It's love.
Love is patient, man. Love is kind, brother. They say you find a good thing when you find a lover. That's why I love my life. That's why I love my wife. I sacrifice for paradise. That's the love of Christ. The Lord love of me. Now that's so lovely. He gave me grace like the Jones. Now that's so ugly. I gotta love Jones. Writing a love poem. Wife to rub on. Keeping your brother warm. Blessing the air I breathe. Cause he cares for me. And I'll be singing his praises and
till they bury me. Sweet but sugar free. Just take a look at me. Who's the real lover connection? Not Chuck Woolery. God is good to me. And what he did for me. From the front to the back. If y'all be feeling me, put your hands up high. Wave them side to side. Give your praise to the one we call it El Shaddai.
Cause love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love. Oh, love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love. You know who love is. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love.
I found love on a two-way street. Kinda like two soulmates who knew they'd meet. And even if they did, the question is, do they speak? I was spoken to while listening to Wu-Tang beats, man. I really never gave love the time and attention. So it came to intercept me like divine intervention. In my mind I was wishing, trying to find a religion. And after Jesus Christ came, I wouldn't mind being Christian. So my life was changed, but my sight was strained. Took up and followed with the same cross Christ sustained. My past was wiped clean, no longer got pipe dreams. No longer will you find the eighth wonder in fight scenes. I'm rock solid like Sean Slaughterby. I got a new sense of camaraderie for all of God's property. I wear the Christian evidence, taking precision measurements to live in excellence. And yes, there's no guessing, it's heaven sent.
Cause love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love. Oh, love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love. You know who love is. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love.
Yeah, y'all know what love is. Love it's hard is. To find it on the block where the thugs live. Thugs love's live. The only thing that's keeping us in God's will. God's cause love will. Pass away, we all gotta stand still. Love is love, real is real, that's what's up to me. Love's the only thing that kept life in touch with me. In 05, I went blind and I couldn't see. Without his love, I wouldn't know why he healed me. Or what the deal be.
Cause love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love. Oh, love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love. You know who love is. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love. Jesus love, love, Jesus love, love.
Love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love. Love is love, love, love is love, love.
I'm kinda feeling that I'm blind. I don't see the opposition. They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. A position I'm in it. Cause he called and I listened. And no, he's not on the cross nor dead anymore. He has risen. I was missing freedom. He done came and freed me from that prison. And to all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness. No, I ain't slipping. And I got it all on. So y'all go on, keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man. I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it. Thanks to him I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average, perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it.
Just can you only, no, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could have left me all on my own. But you can't.
came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all.
That I'm nothing without Jesus, I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD, Ed, and my mama. I act this floor right here, it's like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him Abba. Man, it's not a homie if you against this, see you mañana. Adios, sayonara, see you later. Now here we go, everything come to a halt while I'm shooting like a free throw. I don't play with a demon, see him play him like casino. And I throw him in Miami, you can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed, serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected, and the wrong he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
Said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could have left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love,
Lord.
Love.
You gave everything that you are. So I give everything that I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Bless it. Gate called Federal. He the king of the tone. LP.
Yo, that was Blessed. I Believe.
That's right. The homie Blessed, man, and he's from Florida. I gotta get dude on there real quick. Cause I'm really feeling that song, I Believe, man. And I believe that we got Armageddon on the line with us, right?
Oh, we got the Seven City Boys.
Amen.
Up there.
The Seven City, the
and
new.
You believe and you shall receive. Brother.
That's right. They got the new New York. They said this is the new New York. Come to VA. You know what I'm saying? You know, we sell more hats than the NY hats. So that's what they trying to say.
That's right. VA, baby.
So look, man. Hey, this is
to jail.
This is the time where we want to ask y'all. So just basically share where the people can get a hold of y'all. You guys got Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and the upcoming album. Somebody share. Matter of fact, I'm going to have Renaissance share that info for all the people.
Yeah, you can go to thewarzone.com first and foremost, and then on Facebook you can hit us up. My name is Javius Ramsey. And then you got Jay Smith, that's A Wonder on Facebook. Then you got David Demerck. You know what I mean? That's the best. That's really the best way to hit us up. We kind of too busy, man, to be hooking up the tweet chain. You know what I mean? We ain't really got it to it like we supposed to. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to get that going too. You can follow us when we get it up. We'll let that be known. But for the most part, right now, you know what I mean? Facebook is the best way. And of course, thewarzone.com. Hit us up. Yeah.
Cool. I'll be seeing y'all brothers in April anyway.
He said he's going down there, man. Yeah. He gonna get it in with y'all, man. And this is what I gotta ask y'all. What we gonna do? We about to cut the show off, man. But you guys got any last words, starting with Eighth Wonder?
Last words, huh? I'm trying to make them short. I know how I be. Oh, Lord. But here you go. Here we go. Honestly, man, we really appreciate, first and foremost, God giving us the opportunity to be able to minister and, you know, being you, because if you could have been anybody else, you chose this man, and forever grateful. I know I am.
Yeah.
I feel like ministry, you know, we're definitely doing the call. We're definitely going where the sinners are. We're definitely going where the unsaved are and going out and ministering the gospel, man. And for that, it takes a lot of hard work. And for any other artists that are listening right now, definitely want you to challenge you to take your ministry out of the church and into the street and make it productive.
you know, make sure that there's some souls that are entering into the kingdom. We need some angels rejoicing up in heaven over the souls.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really feel like your ministry is going to be effective. See how it penetrates the hearts of those who don't know Christ. And definitely check this, you know, to see how they receive you out there in the world, man. And really, that's when you know that it's really ministry instead of just edifying yourself or edifying the church, but you're actually edifying Christ.
Right.
And you go out and you do those things. Yada, appreciate you having us on here, man. It's been an awesome, awesome experience, man. I thank you for even suggesting us to have us here, man.
Man, dope, man. Katash, you got any last words, boss?
Yes, sir. I do got last word. I just want, first of all, I just want to thank Yada the King. I want to thank Kingdom 7. I want to say what's up to DJ Noble here in 757. And I just want to say, y'all go over to thewarzone.com, man. Check our testimonies out, man. God is real. If you don't believe God is real, email us on thewarzone.com, and I will talk to you on the phone for like 5 hours. And you will believe in God. I promise you. Yeah. I got so many testimonies that will happen to me. You're going to believe God is real at the end of the day. And I also want to say what's up to Duke White and everybody in the 757. I love every one of y'all, man. Let's do this in 2011. Once again, Veterans Day, thewarzone.com, Armageddon Entertainment. We're going to put it in. 11-11-11.
Yeah.
11-11-11. That's when the album's dropping in Renaissance, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Rambo. You got any last words for the people?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm going to say something very, very powerful for all the gospel MCs, gospel rappers.
Yeah.
Listen to this. It's real out here. Somebody telling me was possessed by a demon one year, and that demon spoke to me and asked me to give him my soul and worship him.
Wow.
So Satan made a proclamation to me for me to just give him my soul. And he said he'll give me all the money, all the girls, and a new car. And he'd give me everything I wanted if I just give him my soul. At that point, I knew that what God had given me was so, so powerful that I needed to represent the kingdom in all that I do. Because Satan himself went out of his way to try to get me to worship him. So in that point, I take this gift very seriously, and I need everybody out here who do this rap thing to take it seriously and stop trying to do it just for shine and for glowing for money.
Yeah.
Because it's real. Satan is real, and he's using whatever he can to steal, kill, and destroy our people. Mm. And I'm tired of cats trying to pimp Jesus at the shows to make themselves look good or to make the boost up their sales.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, we in a society that the love of money is the root of all evil anyway, and we're seeing it blatantly, so it ain't about the money. Focus on the people when you're at these shows. Focus on the relationships.
Amen.
Because Satan is real, and he's getting inside the church every day. And I'm just tired of seeing that. So when my brother A said, take it outside the church and go out, you can actually reach the people inside the church, because a lot of churches not even ministering to the people's souls no more.
Mm.
They're just trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of seeing that. So focus on what's real. Be like Christ.
Man, that's
real. And we're going to be good, man.
Can I get an amen?
That is real. And we're going to this joint right now by D. Montrell called Real Love on Yada Thy King. Thanks again, Armageddon, for sliding through.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
thank
sir.
You. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, I turn on the radio, and sometimes the TV, and everybody say they sing about love, but let me say this.
What we need is real love, not to face love, the kind that makes you break up, I need you all in love. What we need is real love, the kind of love that really is, the kind of love that's always gonna be there.
The only way I can describe it, open up the book and let me see if I can tell.
Let me see what this is saying, so there be no more debate. No, as I'm reading, I don't see nothing but talking down to another. And as I flip the pages over and keep reading, there's some things that I discovered. They say that love is kind, can ease a troubled mind. I know you heard that before. Don't leave, wait, please, there's more. See, I don't see nothing but taking nothing off nobody that don't appreciate you. And if you don't love yourself, don't expect nobody else to do the things for you that you
what
won't do.
What we need is real love, not to fake love. Gonna make you break up, I'll leave you all alone. What we need is real love. The kind of love that we need, the kind of love that's only gonna be there. What we need is real love.
It's called agape love. Same kind of love that comes from above. It's more than just dating, more than just waiting, more than just chasing, more than just gazing into each other's eyes. I'm telling you I tried,
but it couldn't hold me,
cause it didn't know me. No,
I know
it's gotta be better than this. Love you like this.
No one.
I got somebody better than you, this. So let me introduce you to my best friend in the world.
Hey, Casey.
This is my boy, JC.
This is Casey.
I'm glad that y'all can meet.
You said to chop it up.
Switch numbers, talk it up.
Casey, the phone real
love. 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 Not to fake love. The kind that makes you break up. I'll need you all alone. What we need is real love. Love. The kind of love that we really need. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
They got me on my LL tonight, licking my lips and everything. But I don't need love, cause I got love, and his name is Jesus. I know what you need.
What we need is real love.
Easy to lose the wonder through these daily decisions.
distractions banging louder than thunder. When I devalue my savior and start treasuring trash and longing for mud patches, thinking it's greener grass, exchanging eternal pleasures for the ones that's gon' pass, looking for them to satisfy, but they lie never last. When captivated and activated by my deceitful lust, it's a lack of faith in my father's grace, and I need to place my trust in everything that my father is and everything that he supplied through the perfect life of his son, death and resurrection of Christ. And I know I got to trust him. All this sin, I got to trust him. World that we in, I got to trust him. How I'm gonna live if I just trust him? Knowing that my heart is mad disgusting, knowing that the father had to crush him. Yes, just so we can be free. Please give me eyes to
see.
Brothers, Zacchaeus, who took some desperate measures just so that he could see Jesus. His joy accompanied the faith that he felt in his soul. That made me question myself, how far am I willing to go? What am I willing to get rid of so I can get close? And closer, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Pour out your spirit, empower me in increasing measures to see your uniqueness instead of these weak, fleeting pleasures. Give me greater capacities to suffer and to carry this cross on my back as I walk to my personal Calvary and climb on the cross, oh Lord, as I stretch out my arms, quoting the Psalms as they banging them nails in my palms, until I die, cause I was crucified with my Savior and resurrected. Now I can reflect it in my behavior, a new nature to taste and savor Jesus the Christ, who brought me out of the darkness to his marvelous light.
Yeah, y'all, that was Flame, See More Him,
On
Yada the King Radio.
That's right, man, and he got it in. Flame had a great interview with us as well. We want you to check out some of the archives. Just go to yadatheking.com, share with somebody what you're hearing, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, everybody that has heard this show or any episode that we've put out, they really are enjoying it, man. So we want the masses to continue to hear about this. We talk about real life. We talk about situations so that we can grow in God. And we also play you that banging music. Our slogan is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And that's what it's all about, man. And DJ Kingdom 7, I'm going to ask you a little bit, man, about music, man. What's your take on that? Should we listen to music that... Should we listen to secular music? And also, should we listen to music that basically is going against the things that of God?
Well, basically, from my perspective, I guess, I don't think you should really listen to it. I know when I had a real hard time. That was one of my, like, my vices.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with all different types of music. and so when getting saved, I had to do a transitional type thing. So I went to jazz. To kind of like break up the monotony of just, because I never thought, I said, well, my mama had got saved first, and she was like, well, I could do it. So I, in my mind, I couldn't fancy it, man. I couldn't, it's like, yo, how can you not listen to this? Because I was listening to hip hop, a lot of hip hop and R&B, and I was like, how can you not listen to this music? This is great. This is good, feel good music. I couldn't. And you know, it took me some time to actually graduate from listening to secular music. And then at one time I didn't listen to it at all. Lately, since I had the radio station KDMQ The Spirit, I have intertwined a little bit of the music into my show. But yeah, it's more once you do the background on it, and most of the music is jazz related.
Yeah.
But they played it a lot on the R&B stations, but they really didn't tell you what genre it was. So most people, when they hear it, oh, that's R&B. No, it's not. They got to do their history on the actual music,
right,
to find out what it really is. So it's really a lot of jazz music that they play on secular stations. So my thing is, no, you shouldn't. You know, especially if you're not that strong, you know, in that type of area. Because, you know, it just depends. Because some people are stronger than others when it comes to listening to music.
Yeah.
Or anything when it comes to having a Christ life.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what's up, man. And my whole opinion on that joint is, be as much like Christ as you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that when you're listening to music, now there let me say this: there is some secular music that is not bad music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is what I kind of hear what you were saying.
Yeah.
If there's some, like, there's a jazz song ain't a bad song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? And but sometimes even songs that are not bad, if you are in tune with the Spirit of God will let you see the heart behind that song.
True.
I mean, I've been in places where somebody was singing, and you know, it was at a Christian event, and in my heart I just didn't feel comfort, man. I was like, man, why am I feeling like that? You know what I'm saying? And
right,
it just started when this person started singing, and in my spirit I was grieved, man. And I was like, ah. Mm-hmm. I told my wife, I said, I can't listen to this, man.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm, I gotta get out of here right now. I just can't listen to this, you know. And that's the closer you get to God, he'll start to speak that to you. He'll say, hey, man, you can't listen to that, Keith. You know what I'm saying? You need to separate yourself. And it's very important that we understand, like Armageddon was saying, a lot of the songs of today, the real secular songs on the radio, they're like trancing, getting people in trances to chant all these things and say this, say this, say this.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you start speaking this on yourself. The enemy is not dumb. He knows that life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
So when you start repeating some of these songs, you know what I'm saying? You are now not speaking life. You are speaking death into yourself.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very important as a Christian to learn how to be separate from the world. In that sense, it is so important that we do not just, you know, listen to the same music everybody else does just to say, hey, yeah, that's a banging joint. No, we have to understand that there's a separation that God calls us to so that we could be holy. We look at in the days of the Bible days, the days of the Bible days, you look at the Israelites.
Yeah.
Now, God clearly instructed them not to partake in what the world was doing.
True.
All right. You know, they didn't even do certain things. They didn't even eat certain things because, like, for instance, eating pork, they didn't do that because a lot of people worship that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So God told them to clearly have a separation from that kind of stuff so that they do not turn into the people of the world. You know what I'm saying? So when we're listening to music, we have to have that same understanding. God doesn't, there's a lot of people that say, oh, it's all right to listen to the world, and then all of a sudden they find themselves getting into situations because now their mind has been trained. Our job is to train ourselves with the things of God. The word of God says in Philippians 4:7-8, anything holy, anything pleasing, all those things, anything good and noble, set your mind on those things, man. And that's what we got to do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna tell you not to listen to secular music. But if you want to, just think about this. If you want God to bless your life, if you want to be in the closest connection with God, ask yourself, is secular music really impacting my life and giving glory to God?
Yeah, and they also got to remember, too, that Satan was the minister of music.
That's right.
So he knows everything to flip it, to make you think it's real. But and bring you back over, flip-flop you right back into the world.
Yeah, and that's important, man. But you know what it is, man. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And your man, DJ Kingdom 7.
That's right, and you know what we do. We outta the King Radio. Let's get out of here.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta,